It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 24th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. On this Christmas Eve, a Santa Claus grows in Brooklyn. Marketplace Tech producer Ben Johnson ran into St. Nick just walking down the street in the Park Slope neighborhood. And this one, who in the off-season goes by the name of Alex Roshuk, attorney at law, is a tech Santa. Ben, what is he, also an engineer?
Yep. This particular Santa Claus not only is a lawyer, but a longtime hobbyist and electrical engineer. And he invited me into his workshop, which isn't full of elves, it's full of drones.
Man, huh? So you see when I tilt it, you hear when I tilt it?
Brooklyn Santa, as he calls himself, has a house full of law books, soldering tools, and unmanned aerial vehicles, all kinds of drones, and he builds them from scratch.
This one hexacopter here, this is a recent one. We flew this on its maiden voyage a couple of weekends ago. Like, the motors used in here actually originally were CD motors, you know, the motors that spin really fast for, you know, CDs and hard disks. In the middle brain, there are these accelerometers and gyroscopes. Like, here we have another one. Let me just grab this one and sit down here. This one is a tricopter. It only has three motors. This thing actually will move pretty fast forward and back by tilting.
Jolly old Alex has been into engineering since he first got interested in radio as a young boy.
You know, I started reading things like Popular Electronics and would go to Lower Manhattan, and there was a place called Radio Row. One day I was in a place and they had a kit, and I thought, a radio transmitter kit? And I knew how to solder, I knew where the stores were, I knew something about how transistors work. So I saved up my money and I went down there, I took the R train. Nobody came with me, and I went in there and I had the money in quarters and I paid the guy, and I came home, took it out, followed the instructions, soldered everything together, and then I announced to my sisters, turn the radio on, we're going live.
This young techie got into his role as Santa around the same time.
I've been playing Santa Claus literally since 1966. My parents decided to send me to Catholic school, even though I'm not Catholic, and one of the nuns said to me, Alex, we need a Santa Claus for the Christmas play. They said, you're not afraid of acting. I said, no. They said, well, here, try the Santa Claus suit on and put the beard on. And so there I was, a little mini Santa in the sixth grade. My fate had been cast by the Sisters of St. Joseph.
Many years later, I gotta tell you, the guy really grew into his part. The bushy white beard is real, and he doesn't need any artificial padding to achieve the full jolly look. But he told me he's not your average stand-in. He's carefully studied the cultural history of Santa Claus, and in Roshuk's view, Mr. Claus moves forward just like technology does.
You know, some person asked me, well, why is Santa building drones? Is Santa spying on everyone? I was like, no, you know, it's really, we're looking for replacements for the reindeer. Don't tell them that. They're getting old, you know, like, it's not like I want to put them out to pasture or anything. It's just, you know, times have changed, right? I mean, actually, St. Nicholas didn't have a sled, the original St. Nicholas. He just walked around with a stick. Take the good and adapt it to the future, right? I mean, Santa Claus is not stuck in the 4th century.
So I'm guessing a Santa like this does have a website.
Yep, and he's got his cell phone on there, so you can actually text him.
If you want to see photos of Brooklyn Santa and his drones, head over to our website. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. Merry Christmas. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.